Chet! Blossom! Quick! Gather around the radio! My new commercial should be on any second!
Calling all missing moose owners! I know right now you're missing your missing moose. That's why Ruff Ruffman's Moose Locating Service is waiting for your call! If there's a moose on the loose and it's drinking all your juice, call the Moosinator! A Ruff Ruff Man! A Ruff Ruff Man! A Ruff Ruff Man! Dial 617-555-MOOSE.
Wow! That commercial was great! Now the calls should start pouring in! Yep, pouring in! Trickling in, possibly. How about trickling? A little trickle? Okay. You know, since I decided to move on from Fetch with Ruff Ruffman... Fine, Blossom, since I was fired from Fetch with Ruff Ruffman, I realized that the smartest thing to do was to start my own moose-finding business. And I gotta say, so far, it's going quite well. I mean, just look around. We got ourselves the Moose Locator 5000 sonar device. Just listen to that baby purr. Oh, and hey, look at this. The automated moose net for easy moose capture. And I have to... Oh, sorry, Blossom. Okay, let's just get you out of this heavy netting and... you okay there? My apologies. And of course, over here, bags and bags of enticing moose snacks for bait. Very important. All that's missing now is, well, I don't want to point out the obvious, but, kind of looking for someone who needs me to find their moose.
A week at this job and nothing! And this moose equipment was not cheap, okay?
Aha! There we go. First job. I'll get it. Hello, Ruff Ruffman's Missing Moose Locating Service, founder and president Ruff Ruffman speaking. You need our help finding a moose? Well, let me just get your name and I... What? Oh, you're not looking for a moose. You're looking for a mouse. Okay. Well, we don't do mice. We do moose. Close, though. Close. Very similar. What? I'm sorry. It sounds like you just said you'd pay us $100,000 to find... You'd pay us $100,000 to find your mouse. Well, we are in! May I please have the details of your, rodent? I'm sorry, what? Wait, hold on a second, please. You see... Chet, can you turn down the jazz? Okay, and, this moose sonar device, we're not gonna need that. Okay, can you put this on the mantle? Thank you. I'm sorry, where were we? Okay, so you want us to find a mouse. All right, describe the rodent, please. He's brown. Mm-hmm. Light brown patch on the belly. Okay, tan ears. Gotcha. Okay, brown, light brown patch, tan ears, bags. Okay, this is not going to be easy because basically the way you've described your mouse to me pretty much sounds like any old mouse. Okay? And why would you want to find him anyway? It's a lot of money. Oh, he was an assistant of yours. Oh, he did $1 million worth of damage before he skedaddled. Well, that's horrible. Oh, and now I understand. I'm sorry, could you hold on a second? Chet! No. I said put this on the mantle, not dismantle. Look what you...
Oh, Chet! No, Chet, that sonar cost $50,000! Oh!
Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying, the mouse assistant never got your directions right? Well, yeah, it cost you lots of... I'm sorry, I need to put you on hold for just a moment. Please be patient. Chet, put down that expensive vase. Put it down. Chet, when I said put down, I didn't mean... Hello? Yeah, listen, it's going to be really hard to find that mouse of yours. You can't give me any more details about him? He likes jazz. Yeah, well, that doesn't really narrow it down either. I also know a mouse way into jazz. Anyway, I wish I could help you, but finding mice is just too hard. So I'm going to have to say no to your $100,000 offer. Sorry. Okay, bye-bye. Ah, Chet, that guy would have paid me $100,000 if I found his mouse. You know a brown mouse that breaks stuff and listens to jazz? See, me neither. Oh, well. Oh, Chet, you can turn your music back up. But whoa, watch out for the... lamp!
I missed my game show.